It is time to dig into the popcorn and grab a soda and check out what's the movies.
Pay too much for chocolates and things like that. Joining us now, our Hollywood insider, Lisa Johnson Mandel from At Home in Hollywood.com. Take a look at a couple of films opening today. And first of all, happy Friday, Lisa.
Thank you. Happy Friday to you, too.
Thank
this has been a long, merry week.
It certainly has been for some reason. We've got snow here, obviously not snowing where you are, but not even winter-like conditions, I would imagine, right?
We had some rain yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a revelation.
It is. All right, well, let's talk about a couple of the two films that are opening today. And first of all, something that you're really enamored with, The Big Short.
Love this movie. I'm so excited. It's my favorite movie of the year.
Wow.
And I have seen everything of any importance. And this is the one I have to vote for Critics' Choice Awards today.
Mm-hmm.
We nominate today. And this is at the top of my list, The Big Short. And, yes, it's eye candy and brain candy. eye candy, Ryan Gosling and Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
And also Steve Carell, who is one of the nicest guys on the planet. But in this movie, he plays a real curmudgeon. Anyway, it's about a film about the burst of the housing bubble and how it sent the world economy to its knees. And you think, how can that be an interesting movie? Well, they've found all sorts of ways to spice it up and juice it up and explain a very complex situation in absolutely fabulous terms that you will totally get. And you'll be all the wiser if you ever want to do any real estate deals, and all the wiser with your banking, too.
Really? So it's an educational film as well.
It is, and, and learning is so much fun. You've never had this much fun learning, like Margot Robbie in a bubble bath explaining technical terms. I mean,
so is that what they're talking about when the bubble burst?
That's the housing bubble.
Okay. Gotcha.
And, it's directed by Adam McKay, who I spoke to at length recently, and he's the guy who did the Anchorman movies and Talladega Nights, The Legend of Ricky Bobby, which, they're slapstick, funny comedies. And this is a comedy, it's more of a dramedy. He just mixes comedy and tragically perfectly. I had no idea he was capable of this, but he is a very, very intelligent man, and I hope this one goes all the way. I think it's worthy of the Oscar.
And so this is your best film of the year so far.
It really is.
Wow.
I've seen everything except for Star Wars, which I'm seeing next Tuesday. But this is just amazing.
All right, and now we got a whale of a movie opening today as well.
Yes, In the Heart of the Sea. You've probably seen ads for this. You know, and this is a really puzzling film because it's directed by Ron Howard. And it stars the oh-so-hunky Chris Hemsworth, but pundits are predicting that it's going to be the biggest flop of Ron Howard's career. And
like a fish out of water. Flopping around.
It's the story that inspired Moby Dick. It's a story of the Essex, which was a whaling ship that lost a run-in with a gigantic sperm whale. And it inspired Moby Dick, and it's an odd time for it to be coming out because it's being released against all the heavy-hitting Oscar contenders. It was originally scheduled to open in March when it could have totally ruled the box office and everybody would be really hungry for this. But now everybody's so excited about going to see, the biggest films of the year like Star Wars that, I think this one's going to get totally lost, which is a shame because it's a pretty good film and the special effects are amazing.
All right, so it's not that it's a bad film. It's just that there's so much else out there that's just as, if not better, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this film. It's an exciting deep sea yarn.
For businesses, it's location, location, location. For movies, it's timing.
Is that pretty much true?
So right. Oh,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all about.
All right. Any indies opening or anything else we need to know about this weekend in other mediums?
There are some. Now, there's some good ones that have been out for a while that you don't want to miss. Things like Brooklyn. I think we spoke about Brooklyn a little while ago, and you just heard the Golden Globes the nominees award announced yesterday.
Sure.
And so I would say look on that list, and the ones that are in theaters that you haven't seen yet,
go see them.
Catch them.
All right, very good. And you'll be voting today for the People's Choice Awards, correct?
Critics' Choice.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so that'll be fun. All right, it is Lisa Johnson Mandel from At Home in Hollywood, our exclusive Hollywood insider. You can follow her on Facebook and Twitter and on the Yahoo Real Estate website as well.
That's
have a great weekend and happy voting.
Thanks. You know, listeners can see my votes on athomeinhollywood.com. They can see everybody I nominate.
Oh, cool. We will do it. Yeah. When will those be up?
Those will be up by noon.
By noon at athomeinhollywood.com. Lisa Johnson-Mandel, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.